In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. That we all may be one. The gospel word for today from John. That we all may be one. We are all diverse. As the Trinity is diverse, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, but also there is one. And the idea is that we are all called together in love as one. Today we're marking the day that Dwayne is feeling a call by God to be baptized, to be a part of the Christian community, which is very diverse. Very diverse around the world, very diverse within the Anglican Church, very diverse across Canada, but we are a oneness. We believe in the Anglican Church that there's only one baptism, so that you could be baptized in some other church's community, but we're really baptized into the whole community of the Christian family, that we all may be one. So we have a unity and we have diversity. And unity and diversity are very important things to remember. In times past, we often thought that we had to be molded all the same. That everybody had to have the same exact theology and understanding of God. And if we didn't have that exact understanding, somehow we were beyond the pale. But we don't believe that anymore. We know differently. We know that that was an artificial theology and that it may have been comfortable. And if you were part of the main group and believed like everybody else, you felt pretty safe. But for the people who are on the outside looking in and who had, for various reasonable principles, said, I don't believe that, you felt kind of awkward. You felt almost outcasted. But today we know that there's a diversity of different emphases within the Christian family, and all of them are okay. Some people have a Pentecostal understanding of Christianity. They express it perhaps in the Pentecostal church, or they express it within the Pentecostal experience of Anglicanism, because there is. Others are really focused in on the stewardship of the environment. We recently amended our baptismal covenant to say we must be caretakers of the environment. We've given only one environment to look after. It affects all of us, no matter what our claim to following God is, whether it's an active claim that we recognize or an inactive claim. But the environment is for all of us. For we're only on this one planet and we all share the air and drink the water. So we see that we all are one in a bigger sense. If we go back far enough and look down, way up in space and look down at the planet Earth, we're all in this together. And a lot of our diversity is almost artificial. But there's other diversities within the Christian family and within the family of people who acknowledge God. And we are now coming to a place where we see that we still are called to be one. And today I think as we think about this gospel reading and think about baptism and think of the planet Earth, I want us to look at life in a new way. That our neighbors are our neighbors, even if they dress differently, walk differently, talk differently, act a little differently, they're still our neighbors. We have to get beyond the idea of the in crowd and the out crowd. And I think we have to start seeing that we're all called by the Creator to be together as one. Diverse, but one. And that is a challenge because it takes us out of our comfort zones. We're taken out of our comfort zones. In the United States today, I was speaking, when I was at Sorrento this past week, I was speaking to a couple of American people. And we were talking about, what else? The ascension of Mr. Trump as the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. And I said, how does this happen? And this person, who was quite insightful, said, it's because the group that used to feel that they had primacy before the rights of women were extended, the rights to black people were extended, the rights to gay and lesbian people were extended, they felt that they were people of privilege. And now that this privilege is being dissolved, and they feel threatened, especially older white men are feeling very threatened. They don't like the rise of women and in the workforce of being equal with men. They don't like the fact that they have an American president who is black. They don't understand how these former slaves and the people who do the jobs that no one else wants to do are on an ascendancy, and they're feeling very threatened. And they said, Mr. Trump's idea of a great America is where all these groups are now suppressed again, and the white middle class males are now elevated back to the power position they used to hold. That's the language of let's make America great again is code for that. And that is not the Christian way. I share that because it's quite a contrast. We, I think, value the idea of inclusion. We value the idea of multicultural, multi-faith walking together. For we share the one planet, breathe the same air, and drink the same water. And we are called by God, who loves all of God's creation, to be more inclusive and understanding. And yes, we're going to have diversity and we're going to have fights because that's part of being human. If we didn't have fights, we wouldn't need people to do reconciliation work. We wouldn't need judges. We wouldn't need lawyers. They wouldn't need me. But that's just how it is, that we are diverse, but we are also one. And part of the underlying message of the gospel today and in the service of baptism is we are joining formally a community where we are one together, that we will care for Dwayne and his life going forward because he's a member with us. You become our brother, and we are brothers and sisters together in a family. And I know that families fight. I took a funeral service yesterday where I spent 45 minutes before the funeral getting the three children to calm down and not fight openly in the funeral of their mother. And so we are have diversity, but we also are called to be one. And that's the element of today. So as we think of today, the Sunday after the Ascension, Mother's Day, Rogation Sunday, and all the other titles, Jerusalem Sunday, which talks about the prayer for Jerusalem and as a holy center for Christianity and other great world religions, we think of the oneness, that God loves all of God's creation. Diverse as we may be, we have to work at respecting each other, appreciating each other. We don't have to be the same, but we do have to love and care and work and walk together. For if we don't work and walk together, we will destroy the island home that God has given us to live, upon which to live. So today in the sacrament, the body and blood of Christ symbolically broken and shed for us, we remember that oneness, that God's love is for all of God's creation, and that we are the people of enlightenment, the people of reconciliation, the people who have been restored to everlasting life through the power of Jesus Christ. May God bless us all. Amen.